The overdose crisis is just raging through this country. The CDC now says more than 109,000 people died from a fatal dose of drugs last year, a 2% jump from the year before. Drug overdoses spiked during the pandemic, and now experts are divided over whether they're finally reaching their peak or there's a huge surge still ahead again. Catherine Keyes is professor of epidemiology at Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health. She joins us from her office there on her cell phone. And Professor Catherine, how do you interpret these new numbers? Because they plateaued in 2022 after those two big spikes during the pandemic, but still more than 100,000 people dying from overdoses in 2022.
Yes, thanks so much for having me. That's exactly right. We have seen somewhat of a leveling out compared to what we saw in terms of increases in drug overdose deaths in 2020 and 2021. So, you know, that's cautiously optimistic good news that there weren't further increases in 2022. But as you say, the death toll is still staggering. It's still over 100,000 people who died of a drug overdose. So this is by no means, evidence of an end to the epidemic, of drug overdose in the United States.
Well, meanwhile, overdose deaths actually went down in 23 states. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, we saw a lot of variation across states. There are a number of states where drug overdose went up and a number where it went down. And the states where drug overdose in particular went down are states that have been really hard hit by the drug overdose epidemic across the last 20 years, states like West Virginia and other states in the Appalachia region. And we know those states have really ramped up efforts to address drug overdose and expanded programs and expanded funding for treating drug overdose through a range of different measures, from harm reduction to primary prevention and decreasing opioid prescribing. So to the extent that those programs are having an effect, you know, we're really seeing that effect in these hardest hit states. So that is good news. But again, there are states where we saw substantial increases in drug overdose in 2022, states like Washington, that have also really placed an effort in addressing the drug overdose epidemic, but have not been as successful as some of these other states.
Well, let's first hear from somebody who's on the street, who has had firsthand view of this. Matthew Lupinacci is a recovering drug user in Phoenix. We met him last month. He was getting services in the city's, huge homeless encampment downtown there. He says the overdose crisis is overwhelming to see. Let's listen.
It's just, wow. I never seen nothing like it in my life. I've been around the heroin age, the crack age, and I've seen back in the day how that got a hold of people, but these pills are just something else, man. I mean, I'm watching people take one hit off of a pill and just flat die.
Pills? What is this? Experts say most of the overdose deaths last year, we know, were linked to fentanyl and other synthetic opioids, which are often mixed inside other drugs without the user's knowledge. So is that what he means? Like something's been put in a pill?
Yes, there are counterfeit prescription opioids and other pills that have been laced with highly potent synthetic opioids like fentanyl. And fentanyl is found in a lot of different drug products now, including opioids. And many people who use opioids, who perhaps began with, exposure to fentanyl from an unknown source, are now seeking out fentanyl and want to use fentanyl. So fentanyl certainly is, and other synthetic opioids are certainly the dominant driver of drug overdose death.
Well, we understand it can be in anything. I mean, it could be in cannabis. It can be in marijuana. You don't know. And there are now fentanyl test strips.
So,
take a look at that.
Yeah, it's more rare for fentanyl to be found in products such as cannabis. Still the most common products that we see fentanyl and other synthetic opioids with is other types of opioids like heroin, as well as products like methamphetamine. But fentanyl test strips are certainly a great intervention to have on hand to test drugs with, to make sure that people are using drugs that they know and intend to use. And so, a wider variety of test strips more available in more places is certainly a great measure to make sure people are using what they intended to use.
Well, just in the 30 seconds we have, what else, to get these numbers down?
Yeah, you know, there needs to be more investment really across the range from primary to tertiary prevention. You know, in terms of harm reduction, we're seeing states expand access to products such as naloxone, which are really life-saving tools to reverse an overdose. So continued expansion of those types of products, as well as increased access to medication for opioid use disorder and other services for people who want to reduce or stop using drugs, is certainly an important part of continuing to curb these numbers.
And we're going to continue the conversation. Catherine Keyes, professor of epidemiology at Columbia, thank you.
Thank you so much.